Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're joined by man in the studio himself, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. So, Charlie, we'll let you start it off.
Guys, I'm going to maybe do some double feature action here, and just give me a couple seconds. Real quick, D1 Baseball, our friends over at D1, released their preseason top 25 poll. A little bit different from the perfect game top 25 poll that we reviewed last week today. Four of the top five are SEC teams, 9 of the top 19 are SEC teams. LSU slotting in at number 3. If you remember the perfect game poll, they were number 2 behind Texas A&M. Texas A&M is number 1 in D1's poll as well, but D1 also has Virginia above LSU. UVA expected to have a great year. Rounding out the top 5, Tennessee and Arkansas. So 4 of those top 5, as I mentioned, from the SEC. And guys, I wanted to bring up the head coaching odds. We basically get this every single day from betonline.ag. They're really up to date. All the changing kind of odds with every head coaching vacancy now. For the Saints, the lead candidate is still Aaron Glenn, 1-2 odds, which is minus 200 for all those sports bettors out there. But what makes this kind of interesting is that Aaron Glenn's also the top candidate for the Jets head coaching job at 3-2 odds. Now, Brian Flores is behind him for the Jets job. For the Saints, Joe Brady is behind Aaron Glenn. Kellen Moore behind him. Cliff Kingsbury and Mike McCarthy both at 7-1. And as I mentioned, this comes in daily, guys. So we'll see really what happens with this Mike McCarthy odds, because right now it's 7-1. I've got a feeling it could kind of skyrocket pretty soon.
Yeah, I think so. Charlie, where's Georgia in that rating?
Yeah, sorry about that. Let me round out the top 10 for y'all. So North Carolina's at 6, Oregon State's at 7, Georgia's at 8. So Perfect Game had them at number 4, D1's got them at number 8, Florida State at 9, and then Florida rounding out the top 10. So, Georgia is one of those teams that, Mike, we talked about it a little bit. Wes Johnson's got them moving in the right direction. D1 believes in them. They're a preseason top 10 team, but Perfect Game had them a little bit higher as a preseason top 5 team.
Bobby?
You know, Charlie, like the viewership that always comes into play in regular season and postseason. And you look, it was a big success for Amazon Prime Video and Thursday Night Football. You know, their package averaged like almost but a little over 13 million, 13.2 million viewers, a 13% increase over last season. You know, the NFL threw them a bone, and, you know, you had to, if you wanted to watch a playoff game, was that the Steelers and Ravens, if I can recall?
Yes. Yes.
So that was the Amazon Prime Video game. You know, and it just goes to show you they're part of the postseason. That's not going to go anywhere in the future. Now, my understanding, if you live in the local markets in Pittsburgh or Baltimore, you can watch it on maybe your home station, not necessarily, you know, like you got to go to Prime or Amazon to get it. But the viewership, like I said, grew 13%, saw 91.1 million unique viewers in the U.S., tune in for at least one game this year, that being on Thursday Night Football. That is a sizable increase over nearly 72 million who watched the first season they sold the product in 2022. So they go from 72 million to a little over 91 million. So they said, that's the exposure that we're looking for. And according to Nielsen, 11 games average over 12 million viewers, five more than last season, and all of the games average at least 10 million for the first time. Now, you have to look at, okay, how old are people watching? Okay, is it old farts, or is it like, what is the median age who's watching Prime in the audience? I thought it was interesting. The median age of Prime's audiences was 49 years of age, 6.7 years younger than the average median age of viewers watching the NFL on Sunday. You know, which is like 55-year-olds. So 55 and a half, really, and then 49-year-olds are watching it. So that'll be interesting to see that that ain't going nowhere as far as Amazon Prime being involved.
Nope.
And the competition. So it's all in favor of the NFL, because negotiating, when you're looking at whether it's Fox or it's NBC, ABC, ESPN, that's ABC, and that's all Disney, but Amazon, and that viewership right there, Charlie, Thursday Night Football, that will be expanded. And so it'll be interesting to see, and you look at the Christmas Day games and all that came about. That's just part of the package. You know, we talked about Peacock and all that before. But you can't, you've opened Pandora's box. So it's not going to be your traditional, going forward, obviously. It's not just going to be Fox, NBC, and ABC, which is also ESPN with Disney, because of the success that you had, the viewership with Amazon Prime.
5 years ago today, LSU, the 2019 Tigers, playing in 2020 for the national championship, greatest team ever. They won the national championship in the Superdome against Clemson. And they're the gold standard. You think about...
Look at margin of victory, right, Mike? Crush people.
And look who they played on that schedule. It was like a who's who of the top, basically, colleges in the country. And to come out of there undefeated... again, that team is always going to be looked at as the gold standard for everybody else. If you're that elite a team, you're going to compare yourself to that 2019 LSU team. And that happened 5 years ago tonight in the Superdome. Me and Marlon Favorite. Fave, I know sometime you're listening in. Me and Marvin were sitting together, and, man, it got off to a bit of a rough start for the Tigers, but... Man, Joe Burrow cut a fire, and then, man, you know, Jamar Chase and Jefferson and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and that defense really played well down the stretch and really sort of befuddled Trevor Lawrence and the Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, now, when you look at it coming up, I think it's going to be a monumental upset, and we can elaborate on that. We come back for the break in part of the show. Do you think Notre Dame can beat Ohio State? I think it'd be a monumental
upset.
Yeah, if they beat Ohio State.
You know, there's a lot of money rolling, I guess, because
there's point spread.
A lot of money rolling on the Irish. Tells you they got a lot of Notre Dame fans.
Yeah, can you have the luck of the Irish? All I know is the Irish have not beaten Ohio State since 1936. Okay, you talk about 19.
That may stay in place.
That's before, and now since then they played them six times and they're 0-6. So, but it's only one game. Can you win? But Mike, so we're gonna elaborate more on that when we come back about you know, the point spread, because now could he become an NFL head coach, Coach Freeman? Do you think there might be an opening for him?
Man, why would I want to go to Chicago? One day I'm going to get my opportunity to coach anywhere I want. So I'm not going to Chicago.
But what if they'd upset Ohio State and the Bears would hire him and they pay him? Oh, then that's different.
Well, I got to see the Bears pay him
first.
Other part of that.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.